Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. When we surrender to Jesus, we will experience Jesus' full salvation. It's better than ice cream. It's better than the latest toy. Jesus' full salvation gives us freedom and a ticket to heaven. We can experience joys forevermore when we surrender to Him. I want to surrender today, don't you? Hey, boys and girls, we're finishing up this week talking about Paul and the letter that he wrote to Philemon. Do you remember what happened? Or if you might have missed some days this last week, Paul had come in contact with Onesimus. Now, remember, Paul was still arrested, still in his house in Rome, waiting to be seen by the emperor. But while he was waiting, he was able to have company. And Onesimus showed up. As Paul shared with him the message of Jesus, Onesimus became a Christian, and he realized that what he had done in the past was wrong. Well, Paul knew Onesimus's master. In fact, Paul had brought him to Christ, had helped him to become a Christian years before. So Paul decided to write a letter. Before we learn what the letter says and we look at it a little bit more, we're going to bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for our time together. We want to have your spirit with us and in our hearts. Please help us to put aside distractions and to focus and to think about you for a few minutes today. In Jesus' name, amen. Slavery is terrible. And in Paul's letter to Philemon, he gently reminded him that in God's thinking, all human beings, even slaves and their masters, they're all brothers and sisters in Jesus. It's like we've been adopted, and now we are all part of the same family. When we're Christians, God is our Father, and in Jesus, we are like brothers and sisters. Look at Philemon, verse 15, 16, and 17. We've been looking up some verses in Philemon this week, and so we're going to do it again today. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles. If you don't have your Bible with you, you can go get it and bring it back. And let's open it up together and look at it. We're going to open up to Philemon. It's right after the five T's. You have 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon. So it's right after Titus and it's before Hebrews. Let's turn to Philemon. Now there's no chapters because it's only one chapter. It's only divided into verses. Philemon 15 through 17. All right. If you need more time, press pause. And when you're ready, press play again. We're going to read these three verses, Philemon, and then we're going to read verse 15, 16, and 17.
For perhaps he departed for a while, for this purpose, that you might receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me. But how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord, if then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me.
He's saying, hey, just like you would be happy to see me walk through your door, please, please be happy when he walks through your door. You know, Onesimus had stolen money from Philemon, and Paul even offered to pay what Onesimus had taken. Do you think Philemon smiled when he thought of what he himself owed Paul? How much had Paul given him? How much of a different life, a happiness, a joy, something that cannot be valued, Paul had given him. And now Paul was offering to pay him what Onesimus had taken. Philemon might never have become a Christian if it hadn't have been for Paul. Let's read verse 18 and 19. So we read 15, 16, and 17. Now we're going to read verse 18 and 19.
But if he has wronged you or owed anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides.
Paul said that he was sure Philemon would do what he knew was right. And as Philemon read the end of the letter, I imagine there was a happy smile on his face. Paul was planning to come and visit him. Look at verses 21 and 22.
I am confident in your obedience. I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. But meanwhile, also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust that through your prayers, I shall be granted to you.
Have you ever had a guest come and stay with you? Oh, it's so exciting when we have people that come and visit us, or even my parents when they come to visit, or my husband's parents. We get the house all cleaned up and we change the sheets on the guest room bed. We get everything ready. We even buy food so that we can have special food when they come. It's lots of fun to have that anticipation and that excitement that someone is going to come visit. That's probably how Philemon was feeling. He saw that Paul was going to come visit. Well, you know what? We don't actually know from the Bible what Philemon did after he read that wonderful letter. It's kind of like a cliffhanger where you don't know the ending, and we're not going to know the ending until we get to heaven. But if you were Philemon and your best friend, somebody who had taught you everything you know, maybe one of your favorite teachers, that they wrote to you and begged you to forgive somebody, how would you have felt? What would you have done? I wonder if Onesimus might have given him the letter and then was waiting and quietly watching Philemon as he read it. Would his master forgive him? Well, someday in heaven, we're going to find out. Boys and girls, does Jesus still forgive people? Does he change people? Yes, he does. Every single day, we need to ask him to help us to be more and more like him. Onesimus and Philemon had both learned to love and obey Jesus, and you too are learning to love and obey Jesus as well. Can you think of things that you want Jesus to help you to change? Did you know that he has the power to help you? Yes, he wants to help you. He just is waiting for us to ask him. If you struggle with maybe getting into things that you shouldn't, or sneaking around and doing things that your parents don't want you to do, or maybe you struggle with telling lies, it's easy to just tell a lie. Boys and girls, Jesus wants to help you to make those things right. He wants to give you the power to obey him and his happiness rules. So right now, let's close our eyes. Let's ask Jesus to help us to be more like him every day. Lord, we want to be like you. We want to follow you. But sometimes, Lord, we mess up and we need your help. Give us the power to do what is right. You have promised that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You give us the ability, the power to do what is right. We ask and we pray that you will do that in our hearts today. We love you, Lord. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. And this week we've been talking about forgiveness, right? Paul wanted Philemon to forgive Onesimus, even when Onesimus had done what was wrong. But now he was changed and he was different. Our verse this week is all about forgiveness. When we forgive others, when they've done things against us, God will forgive us. Isn't that a wonderful promise? I'm so glad that he'll forgive us, aren't you?
Matthew 6:14.
The story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.